Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Larry Lintz. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Gary Carter. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Pepe Manguel. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Tony Scott. Batting seventh. The catcher, Barry Foote. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Dave McNally. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George Mitterwald. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve Swisher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bert Hooten. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bert Hooten. And now, play ball. Larry Lintz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lintz takes first base on ball four. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lintz. The throw from Swisher and he is out, Kessinger applying the tag. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a line drive off the glove of Mitterwald, and into shallow right field. Foley reaches second base with a double. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Foley. The throw from Swisher and he is out, Madlock applying the tag. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into left field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Carter. Cardenal reaches second base with a double. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardenal. The throw from Foote and he is safe. Cardenal steals third. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cardenal scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Manguel. The throw from Swisher and he is safe. Manguel steals second. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Hooton, and towards Trillo, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. Morales moves to second. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo strikes out. Two outs. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cardinal. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally takes first base on ball 4. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lentz bunts in front of the plate. Swisher fields it and throws to first for the out. Parrish moves to third. McNally moves to second. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Parrish scores. McNally moves to third. Two outs. It's Expos, 1, Cubs, 1. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bert Hooton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooton hits a fly ball into left field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Cardinal takes first base on ball 4. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Manguel bunts towards the mound. Hooton fields it and throws to first for the out. Carter moves to second. One out. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott is called out on strikes. Two outs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0 for 1 in the game. Foote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carter scores. It's 2-1, Expos. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Parrish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Foot moves to second. Milt Wilcox now pitching. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McNally hits a fly ball into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-1 in the game. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a fly ball into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitterwald hits a fly ball into left field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lentz hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jorgensen takes first base on ball 4. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Trillo hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0-for-1 in the game. Swisher hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Wilcox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilcox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish juggles the ball. That's an error on Parrish. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Manghul is hit by the pitch. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Manghul. The throw from Swisher and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott strikes out. One out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Foote strikes out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Parrish hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Madlock hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-2 in the game. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a fly ball into left field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McNally hits a line drive beyond first. Mitterwald can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Larry Lintz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lintz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lintz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lintz moves to third. Darrell Knowles now pitching. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. Lintz scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Expos. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Jorgensen moves to second. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Manguel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitterwald hits a fly ball into left field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Trillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0-for-2 in the game. Swisher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Trillo moves to second. Ron Dunn pinch hits for Darrell Knowles. Ron Dunn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunn hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Trillo scores. Swisher moves to third. It's 3-2, Expos. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball towards center. Manguel catches it and throws to home to double up Swisher. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 2. The Expos will come to bat. Oscar Zamora now pitching. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 3 in the game. Scott strikes out. One out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Foote hits a fly ball into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Murray now pitching. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Cardinal takes first base on ball 4. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Madlock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cardinal moves to third. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 3 in the game. Monday hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manghul. Monday reaches second base with a double. Cardinal scores. Madlock moves to third. It's Expos, 3, Cubs, 3. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Madlock scores. Monday scores. Morales moves to second. It's 5-3, Cubs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 3 in the game. Mitterwald hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lintz misplays the ball. That's an error on Lintz. Morales scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Cubs. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Pete Lockhock now playing first base. Larry Biotner pinch hits for Dale Murray. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner strikes out. One out. Larry Lintz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lintz is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lintz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zamora fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Montreal Expos, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.